Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Hebrews chapter number 1, verse number 8, and in verse number 8 last week. I want to pick up there again. I won't read the rest of the chapter, okay? Verses 8 through 14, and we'll head back up to verse number 8. Remember, this is the Father. He is speaking of His Son. Verse number 8. But unto the Son He saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of Thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Now let me stop right there. And I shouldn't do, but I want. Notice He doesn't hate people. He hates iniquity. He hates sin. You've heard it said time and time again, you hate the sin, but you love the sinner. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. God loves the sinner. He died. He sent His Son to die for them. But He hates sin. He hates iniquity. And that's what this is. I won't get into that. That just a sideline. There's so much I could speak on about hating iniquity. Let me add a little bit more to this, okay? I have some folk I know that talking about iniquity, that they talk about whether it's homosexuality and it's rampant in America. I understand that. Transgender, all these awful things that's taking place in America. Listen, it's an abomination to the Lord, but listen to me closely. God still loves them. They're not reprobates. I know what Romans 1 says, okay? But they still have an opportunity until God turns them over. I don't know when that is. But you can't say that everyone who's a homosexual, transgender, that they're done. No, only God knows that. Christ tasted death for every man. 1 Corinthians talks about that. He listed all these things. And then he says this, as were some of you. They used to be that way. But God saved those folk in Corinth, and now they're no longer effeminate. They're no longer homosexual, didn't no longer live a lifestyle. That's just as were some of you, but now you're washed. So when you read these things, be careful who you listen to on the radio. Be careful who you listen to on the TV. Just listen to me, okay? You'll be safe. I'm kidding. I'm just joking, okay? But truly, just remember, God loves everybody. He loves it regardless. I'm sorry? Yes, very much so. But He gave him an opportunity. And that's a case where they turned. Now, you're going to get me off my subject, okay? But he still, the point was He loved them. He reached out to them. You know, you don't have to be that way. He reached out to them. And they rejected Christ, and He destroyed them. That's the point. When they say, I have a message when God goes, you've messed me my Sunday school lesson up. It's your point. I have a message. When God goes home, God's calling, He calls, but when He goes home, it's done, okay? My spirit shall not always strive among men. We can go with this a long way, but the point is Christ tasted death for every man, I don't care who you are. He loves everybody. Now, they make their own paths. They make their own choices. There's a lot. Well, I'll say, if they stay in that lifestyle, they're not saved. They have to come out. You know, understand what I'm saying? You don't understand what I'm saying. Okay. We'll talk about that another time, okay? Do you believe God can save them? Oh, okay. We'll really talk about that one, okay? Turn with me. Let's look real quick. I want to show you something because I want everybody to be clear on this. Turn to me, 1 Corinthians 6. 1 Corinthians 6. Paul is writing to the church at Corinth. And just so you know, during this day, Corinth was known as around the world as the most lascivious, most immoral city in all of the world. Matter of fact, they had a name for them, Corinthicizers. We call them, you know, like sodomites or whatever. They actually called them Corinthicizers because of the reputation all over the world, the immorality. There's a temple there called Temple of Aphrodite. Maybe you heard of that one. A temple that was there. By the time, I think that's the right one. Anyway, by the time a kid was 13 years old, for their 13th birthday, we're told, that a dad would take them into this temple and introduce them to these temple priestesses. And you know what they did? Okay, they had nothing to do with worshiping God. It was religious immorality was taking place in this temple under the name of religion. Okay, in the front of it, we are told, was the priestesses. In the middle of that great temple were men. And in the back of that great temple, we're told, you could hear sheep back there. I'm not even going there. But the farther back you go, the more depraved it became. These people were raised in that environment. That's what they knew. By the time of 13 years of age, they, come on, son, we're going to the temple, okay? Introducing it. Okay, with that, Paul went into Corinth. He preached the gospel of Jesus Christ to these Gentile unbelievers who'd never heard the gospel, and they were wonderfully saved. Amen. Aren't you glad God saves people? Okay, Paul is writing to these believers now. Matter of fact, a lot of us ought to pay attention to verse number 1 of chapter number 6. How dare any of you go against each other, go to law? Why are you taking each other through a court before these unbelievers? You ought to settle it among yourself. That's a whole other story. But then he goes in verse number 9. Let's just skip down verse 9. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Now here's the list. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. We could list all these things. It's talking about effeminate in today's world would be sissies. You know, guys that dress up in girls' clothes. It runs the gamut, okay? Abusers of themselves with mankind, we know what that speaks of. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers. Let me ask you, let's not just pick on one. Can somebody who is drunk get saved? Some of y'all were that way. Amen, preacher. Saved you from a bar room. If that's true for a drunkard, any of y'all ever stole anything? You bunch of thieves. The thought is that lifestyle you have now, okay? You're continuing. You're still a thief. You're still a drunkard. Nothing has changed. You're still an adulterer. You're still a effeminate. Are you following? That's the thought. We don't want to pick just one thing. We're going to get the whole thing in context. Neither thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now here's the verse that a lot of people want to skip over. As such were some of you. You used to be a drunkard. You used to be an extortioner. You used to be a thief. You used to be effeminate. You used to be an abuser of yourself and mankind. But you're no longer that way. As were some of you, but now you're washed. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And that word become literally means you're becoming new. You're becoming more like Jesus Christ. But now you're sanctified, but you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of God. So here's the point, and I go to other places to talk about. Jesus died for everyone. Care who they are, I think we can agree with that. Whosoever will, let him come and taste of the water of life freely. Let me ask you a question. Does it say whosoever accept these people? Or whosoever accept this lifestyle? It says whosoever. It's all inclusive. He leaves nobody out. On the other side, if they haven't changed, let me put it this way to you. There's a lot of Baptists who are going to hell because they made a profession of faith, but they never had a possession of faith. A lot of them.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.